Campus FM presents Talking Eds, a program brought to you by students from the International Masters in Adult Education for Social Change, who are studying currently at the University of Malta. Hello and welcome to Talking Eds. I'm Hannah Bland, your host for the very first episode of this brand new 17-part radio series. Each of our shows will be focused on different topics and hosted by a different member of our diverse team. This first session is an introduction. We're going to be talking about the Talking Eds show, what you can expect over the next 16 sessions, who we are, what we're doing here, and why. So first, hello and welcome from all of us here.
你好。
Namaste.
Cześć.
Adab.
Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Hola.
Hiya. As you may have heard, the team is made up of people from all around the world. But as the title suggests, we are all talking eds. Not heads with an H, but eds as in educators. A concern about social inequality and a belief that adult educators can contribute to social change based on smart, sustainable and inclusive growth is the driving force behind the creation of the program we are studying. We are a joint degree master's program spending each semester in a different location. We were in Glasgow, Scotland last term. Now we are here at the University of Malta and we'll be moving to Estonia pretty soon. This gives us a chance to interact with people wherever we go. And now we have the opportunity here to create this radio show. The Talking Eds show will bring educators, activists, and academics to discuss, debate, and explore social justice issues and the lens of adult education. Given the wide focus of adult education, the diverse issues we will discuss reflect the interests and experiences of our team. In the first half of this show, I have Kainat, Zainab, and Ola in the studio with me. Together, we will talk about who we are and what this means to us. So, Kainat first. What brings you here?
I'm from Pakistan, and the reason I'm doing education is because I believe that education can lead towards emancipation, and I believe in social change. But for that particular reason, I am not too keen on formal setup of education. I'm more interested in informal and non-formal ways that education can bring social change. And in broad sense, I am interested in community development and how adult education through community development can bring social change in a society. And for that reason, I'm going to bring you guys a show focused on community development, in which we will talk about community development work, which has been done up till now in Nepal by one of our colleagues in the cohort.
Okay, great. Ola?
Well, I come from Poland, but I have worked in Scotland for the last 11 years. My main area of interest is environmental education, working with adults. I have worked mostly with minority ethnic women on environmental work and climate change. What I'm also interested in is the way how adults learn in everyday lives through media, through everyday conversations, because I believe that most of education that we get as adults is not through formal courses, but in everyday lives. So I'm most interested in how, as educators, we can tap into this learning.
Yeah, absolutely. Zainab?
My name is Zainab Said Saad, and I'm from Nigeria. For the best part of my life, I've been studying. So I have a bit of experience with teaching women, because that's my main focus area. I'm mostly interested in adult education, but with issues that really affect women, because one of the reasons I believe it's very important is because a lot of women that I come in from my society are not really very well educated. So the only sector that really caters for women that are adults who are not formally educated is the non-formal education sector. And through that sector, they teach them a lot of what they call not just the lifelong learning skills, but also what they call the life skills dimension, which, you know, caters apart from literacy issues, the 3 R's, reading, writing and arithmetics. It teaches them other topics like health education, civic education and etc. So my main interest areas, apart from non-formal education and also women education, is also history and culture, the revival of African history and culture, because a lot of our history and culture has not been really focused on, even though we have subjects in school that teach about history and culture, but people are much more into copying or emulating Western culture. So it's very important for us to know our history, our background, and I think adult education can play a role in this, in bringing out courses that can try to make people not forget modernity or reject modernity, but try to incorporate what is in their culture, what is in their history, which is good for them as well. So it's like a combined kind of thing that people need to focus on, two areas, the culture and history, and combine it with what is good in modernity. So these are my main focus areas. And we have one program on African adult education, which talks about the policies of adult education in Africa, in three countries, Ghana, Nigeria, and Ethiopia. And also we talk a bit about the traditional adult education before the coming of Western civilization.
Great, I'm looking forward to that one. Myself, it's kind of a surprise that I'm back in education. I used to teach in a lot of different roles with kids and adults, and I always hate it. It makes me anxious, and I just uncomfortable, and I don't enjoy it at all. But I feel like I can't escape it because I feel there's a crisis at the moment in society and in global society, and the capitalist and neoliberal forces are internalized and reproduced by everybody on a daily basis, and I feel like the solution for the world and for this crisis is mindset change, and so I'm here because I want to learn how to unlearn some of the destructive norms and forces in society. So yeah, I guess I'm like similar to you guys in talking about informal and non-formal, mm-hmm. but that's not really what usually we think about when we talk about education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, normally I think, before this course, I used to think that education was school, universities, yeah. training, and it really opened up my eyes as to how broad education really is, how it kind of permeates all of our lives.
Yeah, same here. Till I was studying in my undergrad, it was continuous education, and I didn't really get a chance to get out there and see what different types of education there can be in the society. But after my undergrad, I got a chance to do a couple of internships and placements, and that brought me directly into the field. Mm-hmm. And I saw how non-formal structures and informal ways of teaching and informing can create change. And that brought me towards this particular course. And after this course, I hope that I'll be able to create some sort of change back in my society from tools and techniques that I'm trying to learn.
For me, I've never actually had any confusion or lack of awareness between formal and non-formal education, because traditionally, Africa, we used to have our own kind of traditional system of education, which is regarded as non-formal education. So that system is there already, which you have your history passed down to you from your grandparents through, you know, there's informal learning through stories, through, you know, children's, you know, storytelling, songs. But also from the entrepreneurship side, we have the vocational skills which are taught by the family as well to the younger family generation. So that is actually part of what non-formal education in the vocational sector. So Africa already had this kind of learning. Then also we have a history with Islamic contracts since the 14th century. So the Muslim scholars who came to my part of the country, northern Nigeria, they also came with their own type of learning. So we had schools, but we don't call them really like schools because they are not in the formal sense schools, but we still regard it as education because there's a teacher, there's a place to study, there's no curriculum, but there are books that you study. So we regard them as non-formal education. So education is very much ingrained as part of my culture from beginning. And in the modern sense, what we call non-formal education, even that I'm exposed to that because my mom used to attend to a non-formal education school. So since when I was growing up, she used to tell me a lot of stories about what she's learned, and I used to see the impact because at that time they used to teach them a lot of like cooking skills, like gardening and things like that. So my mom will always cook from scratch, even though yes, most African moms cook from scratch, but she'll always go above, you know, that she'll cook all the healthy stuff, you know, even things that people normally don't eat, like in my culture, things like cabbage. It's not really part of our diet, but she'll go out to make all those things. So I grew up learning all the stories from her. That's my, I think that was what created my first interest in non-formal education, because I would see her knitting, crocheting, and I would sit beside her and I would be trying to emulate her. So I, when I was growing up, I had a fairly, you know, fair idea about what non-formal education was. And I think it's quite interesting.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's interesting and helpful that you're explaining kind of the differences between formalities of education, because some of the listeners might not know what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I was thinking, like, it's important to recognize the learning that happens in all sorts of parts of your life. So, like, you're learning from your mum, like, knitting and things like that, and then there's community centers that do education that's not curricular, or there's no assessment or grades and things like that. So that would be, like, non-formal. But I'm, like, yeah, more, I'm very interested in, like, informal, so, like, kind of the spontaneous learning that's not really, what's the word for, like, on purpose?
Unintentional.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I was thinking, like...
Or less structured.
Yeah.
Not structured. Mm-hmm.
Even when you just sit down and watch a movie or listen to a radio show,
yeah, exactly.
You can learn quite a lot.
Like, the formal education structures we have, or at least the ones I have experienced, they really frustrate me, because at times they discredit a lot of non-formal or informal learning that goes on in an individual's life.
Mm-hmm.
Like just how Zainab mentioned that she learned a lot of stuff from just observing her mom. And we learn, everybody learns that way. We learn from our surroundings all the time. And a lot of these formal structures, they kind of discredit it. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's the reason I'm not too keen on these structures.
Mm-hmm.
For me, as, you know, adult educators, we've come to understand the meaning of lifelong learning, that, you know, learning is a journey that, or a process that goes throughout life. So I put importance in every aspect of learning. I attach the same value, formal, non-formal, informal. My problem comes from, like, what other panelists are saying. In countries like Nigeria, there's so much weight put on the formal education. And why? Because formal education is what people regard as, at the end of the day, it's what is going to give you a job. You need a job, you need a salary to survive, which is correct. But at the end of the day, you're not just, you don't need just one skill. That's just one skill as an individual, as a human being. You need other skills as well. You need cultural skills, you know, your context skills to relate to people, you know. You need other type of skills as well for your personal, you know, life. So for me, I would say I place equal value on each. But the problem we're seeing on ground is that even countries that adopt, like, lifelong learning, they actually just are lingering more onto one aspect, which usually is the formal education. So I think there's a problem with that, because, as you said, culture, heritage, values, so many things we learn from our families is actually from the informal side of learning. Like, my mom actually taught me how to read and write in my language, which in school we did have the subject Hausa, but it wasn't really, they put more emphasis on English. So my mom had to, sometimes I'll cry just to read. She would force me to, like, read the passages, and sometimes I would not be happy, but that's how I actually learned to read and write in my own language. So it's very important, formal, non-formal, and informal. I think they are equally important, because each has a specific aspect of your life that it's trying to build or create some skills.
I totally agree. And in some of the upcoming shows, we'll be discussing how important informal education is in everyday life, in everyday life skills. One of the shows that we will have is on mental health and how we all learn from each other on what is normal.
Mm-hmm.
And how important it is for us to have everyday conversations, for example, about mental health issues, to bring this topic to the surface.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, guys. At this point, unfortunately, we're going to have to take a short break, and we're going to have to say goodbye to Ola and Zainab and Kainat, because we have to introduce the rest of the team. So, Kainat, what song have we chosen?
I would like us to listen to theme music of this show called Sense 8. Mm-hmm. I find it really fascinating, because they recorded that piece of music from brainwaves of 8 people who are in sync with each other. And I think it kind of resonates with us, because it's 8 of us trying to bring a change and trying to put our thoughts together to produce, hopefully, a very good show for our listeners.
Perfect. Here we go. Thank you. again, and welcome back to the first show of Talking Eds, where we are introducing this series and our team. Before the break, we heard from Kainat, Ola, Zainab, and myself, exploring our backgrounds and interests, as well as the reasons we are each involved with the radio show, exploring issues of social justice and education. For the next half of the show, I'll be handing over to the rest of the team. So, Preeti, Liddy, Songhan, Tony, over to you.
Hi there, I'm Tony Mitchell from Scotland, and that's one of the countries that makes up the United Kingdom. I have an undergraduate degree in psychology with sociology. I've worked in student services within a higher education institution in the UK. I came back to full-time education as a mature learner in my early 30s. That was when I did my undergraduate degree. So that gave me a sense of the possibilities that adult education can afford for people. It allowed me to make a change of direction in my career, to open up new opportunities, and to engage with learning again, and to get fulfillment from that.
I'm Songhan from China, and I started my journey in the field of adult education as I participate in an education program aiming at eliminating the illiteracy in the rural ethnic part of China, and to be more specific, in Tibet. And what surprised me was the fact that even though some people were adults, they were still less motivated and less eager to learn. But then I realized that's a problem with the pre-designed curriculum, and there's something wrong about the overall policies. And if we can understand the needs of the community, we can hear the voice from the community, we would know what they need, and we would provide them with a better curriculum. We will formulate a better policy for them. And what I did in Glasgow, I was teaching English to some migrants from Africa and Middle East, and I feel like adult education can bring more than just language and the skills. It's all more about empowerment. It's to develop the fully potential of the people. So that's what I believe in adult education, and that's what lead me to this program and to this show.
Hello, my name is Preeti. I'm from India. I'm interested in women's rights and rights of the minority. In this program, I want to explore the adult education possibilities for the subaltern groups. I will bring to you two programs within the series. One program will deal with the language issues and how language can be a marker for social difference. And the other issue will be context related, which is adult education in Malta. And I think it will be interesting for the local audience.
Hi, I'm Lidiane Castro. I'm from Brazil. My background is I have bachelor degrees in cultural production and in communication. And I have master's in audiovisual language and film and marketing, and a research master in ethnicity, gender, and identity. So gender has been always an interesting topic for me, and I started researching gender during my first bachelor when I wrote about the most important female filmmakers in Brazil during the first half of the 19th century. Then during my second bachelor, I started investigating gender related to sexuality when I was researching about the first films from gay and lesbian cinema. And since then, my research and my interests, they have been always related to gender and feminism, gender and sexuality, and the programs I'm hosting here are also related to that. So I hope it will be interesting for all the listeners.
Liddy, I'm sure it's going to be very interesting for all the listeners. I just wanted to know that in your program related to gender and sexuality, who are the hosts and why have you chosen those specific guests for your programs?
I'm hosting that program, and I decided to go with two of our classmates from our IMS group. And I think it's important that we use the resource we have in our class, since we have so many experienced people in our own group and with so much knowledge that I learn from them all the time, and I learn so much. And so that's a point. I try to use what we already had in our group And I think we need to balance, of course, bringing people from outside, but also taking some advantage of having them with us and then being willing to share what they know.
Yeah, that's really important. Like, we have 18 different nationalities in our group. So for every topic and every social issue, we can have different perspective from all around the world. So it's never one-sided discussion on any issue. I think that's what makes us special, and that's how this whole series of programs are going to be interesting for the local audience as well.
Yeah, I think that's true. We have a lot of expertise within our group and lots of different perspectives, lots of different nationalities, lots of different interests. But I think what will also enhance the programmes are the fact that we're also bringing in outside specialists, people who have specialist knowledge in those areas. So one of the programmes that I'm going to host will be looking at older adults in learning, and we're going to have a guest from the University of the Third Age who's going to come along and explain what they do and give us a bit of insight from his perspective about the issues that affect older adults. We're looking at learning technologies as well. So in fact, we've got someone from our cohort who has a special interest in learning technologies and who's going to come along and talk to us about her experience of having done various online courses, massive open online courses. And that's what really can make a difference in these programmes and give them something a little bit extra, is bringing in the outside expertise.
And also we talk about the social issues which we experience in Malta currently, because in our last program, which deals with adult education in Malta, we have an expert, Professor Peter Mayo, who's the head of Department of Adult Education here at the University of Malta, and he will bring out all the issues and how can adult education play a crucial role in addressing those social issues.
And for the adult education in Malta and the social change, we also have one episode focusing on the immigrants. And we were going to invite one of the migrants from some African country and some expert with insight in this situation, and hope it would be very interesting for the local.
Yeah, and for example, when speaking about migration, it's such an interesting topic, and we feel like we have a lot to explore. So maybe some of other programs, we need to explore in more than one, as what happened with gender, because we needed to discuss gender in a sense related to feminism and some issues, and then another completely different discussion that is related to sexuality. So we have some programs that they are related, but we needed to explore in a better way, and we needed to divide a little bit. So it's going to be very interesting to learn in all these programs, and I hope everybody likes the journey as we are enjoying it.
Yeah, and I hope we've got a good balance. As you said, there are some issues that we need to explore in depth, so we'll try to explore those in as much depth as we can, but we also want to cover a range of issues. So we're looking at things like environmental sustainability, we're looking at supporting learners, we're looking at mental health, lots of different topics that we all feel are quite pertinent and quite relevant to adult education. So it's about getting the correct scope of the depth and the breadth of topics and themes that are relevant to the topic of adult education.
Right, and we also have guests who have first-hand experience of the reality of the world, because for one of the programs, we're planning to invite Jesse, who has been out on the Mediterranean Sea on a boat trying to save the migrants, and it will be very interesting to hear her views. How was her experience? She has written a very interesting article. We will put that article on the website as well. So I'm quite sure that all the programs are going to be interesting for the viewers.
Yeah, and even within our own group, we have 8 people with different experience, different backgrounds, interests. So we are also bringing all of our members to participate in the panels and our discussions, and I think everybody can contribute and bring interesting things for the discussion.
Okay, sounds exciting. It's me again, Hannah Bland. I'm hosting for today's program. Unfortunately, we're going to have to stop there. Today's session was an introduction, so I hope we've managed to give you a sense of who we are and what we're doing here with Talking Eds, and hopefully given some insight into what will be happening in the coming shows. We really hope that you will tune in to our discussions, which will be available online at multiuniversitybroadcasting.com. And we're hoping this will become a lasting resource for anyone who's interested in the many aspects of adult education or trying to influence change. So yeah, thank you to all you for listening, and thanks to Samuel, our technician. And yeah, goodbye from all of us.
Ciao.
Alvida.
再见.
Goodbye.
到时候上呀.
Khuda hafiz.
Ma'assalama.
Sakha.